of Tuesday, July 23rd. Can we have roll call, please?
Member Clinton is absent. Member Fullerton?
Here.
Member Smith?
Here.
Member Whalen is absent. Vice Chair Schellenberger?
Here.
Chair Brandt?
Here. Now we'll rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, the public has an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item by filling out a speaker slip. Is there anybody in the audience who wants to speak? All right, seeing none, we'll move to our first order of business, which is the administrative agenda and review and approval of, looks like, three meeting minutes. So let's start with the minutes for May 14th. Can I get a motion for that?
So moved.
Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? No? I didn't find anything either. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Okay. Next, can I get a motion for the minutes of Friday, May 28th?
So moved.
I'll second.
Discussion?
Yes, please. For item B1, we had a public speaker that noted there was a plastic sign on the back wall, and my recollection is that the applicant did agree to remove it when I asked the question. Can that be something that's noted?
And you're saying that it was a in the motion? Is that what you're talking about?
I just remembered it was agreed to.
I
don't know that it needs to be in the
motion. I don't recall that.
I do recall that the applicant volunteered to remove it as part of the approved application.
Oh, wait a second. I wasn't at that meeting. That's why I don't.
Chair Branch, so it was in the motion that the existing sign in the back being removed. So that was the first motion.
Oh.
If you see the last
sentence. Oh, yep. I see it right there.
So that takes care of that.
Okay.
Okay. That's there.
Thank you.
So here's a question. Since I have to abstain, do we have a quorum issue? I did see Karis just walk in.
So why don't we...
You want to wait till she gets over here?
Yeah, we can actually even put this at the end of the meeting to just take this action on this item.
Okay. Okay.
So do I need to retract the motion?
No.
Okay. It still stands. All right, then let's go for the minutes of June 25th.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion? All good? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next, review of agenda.
Chair Branch, members, today there are no changes on your agenda today, and just as a reminder that the first meeting in August will be canceled. I know I had emailed earlier to see if there was a availability for that meeting, but we won't need that, and the next meeting will be August 27th.
Okay. All right, that takes us to our sign agenda. First item is item B1. Madam Secretary?
Thank you. Item B1 is sign review. It's Miner's Ace Hardware Wall Sign located at 125 North Fairview Avenue, case number 19055 DRB.
Declarations from everybody?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Same here?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Daryl, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Chair, members of the DRB. Today we're here for design review at 125 North Fairview Avenue. This is for new tenant, Miner's Ace Hardware. This is the old Osh building. Today the applicant's requesting three new signs, two wall signs. The first is on the east elevation of the building, roughly 162 square feet. The second sign is on the south elevation of the building, almost 50 square feet. And the last sign is actually a descriptor sign. This would be over the nursery entry. So this is in an overall sign plan for the shopping center, the Fairview overall shopping center sign plan. It's one thing to note is the applicant is proposing what we call a dual color vinyl. At night, the Ace Hardware would be white, and during the day it would be black. In terms of conformance with the overall sign plan, it's pretty much silent on this dual color vinyl, so that's something that we'd like DRB's interpretation on. And then lastly, we did get a complaint letter. I think the DRB members received this letter yesterday. So this is a letter from an adjacent neighbor. The complaint actually is not really specific to the proposed signage. It's actually more specific to truck delivery times for the shopping center. So staff's taken that into account and has referred that to our code enforcement team, so they'll be looking into that. Just wanted to make you aware of that. But with that, let me hand you over to the applicant. We have Laurel, representative from Miners, as well as Frank, the sign contractor. Thank you.
Great. The floor is yours. If you'll turn your mic on and state your name for the record and fire away.
My name is Laurel Cadena from Miners Ace Hardware, and we are here to present the sign as stated, signage for the proposed building. This is our first review board, so I apologize for not really knowing what you'd like us to present, but I guess we'll go through what we have as far as signage, and then I assume you will stop us if there's any questions as we're proceeding through the signs.
Sure. I would suggest just go through each sign, particularly when it comes to the dual vinyl concept. The dual color concept that that Daryl just spoke of.
Okay, I'm Frank Linson, owner of Linson Signs in San Luis Obispo, and we make signs for Miners. And the sign number 3 on the second page, I believe it is. That's also one that will have that. In the black letters below the miner's name will be internally illuminated with white LEDs. These letters contain a face that is acrylic white, and if you're familiar with window perforation film for vehicles, the same thing is used for making a sign face white when it's illuminated. It's not bright white, but it's white. And then during the daytime, you see more black than you do white. So therefore, we call it a dual color because nighttime it's one thing, daytime it's another. These things, they're kind of a halfway mechanism because Miner's Ace Hardware throughout their sign program is white letters on the name, a bolt for an eye, and then the Ace Hardware is always in black. So black doesn't illuminate very well, and so we use this to kind of make that work.
So if I understand correctly, at night, Miner's Ace Hardware will all be illuminated at night.
It'll all be illuminated.
But it's just that during the day, the Ace Hardware
will appear black.
Okay,
correct.
I understand.
Yeah. It gives you similar to a 50% tint, so it's not going to be as white as Miner's, but it will definitely light up.
And that's the same for both those signs?
Sign one and sign three. Yes. The nursery sign, the little nursery sign that goes over that entry, is just reverse channel metal letters. It's not illuminated. There's no point in it, really.
Okay.
So it won't have any power usage or any kind of illumination for nighttime.
Okay.
They want it mostly for daytime, so.
Okay.
And it's simply white on black.
Okay, great. Any questions from the board on this, Alfred?
Is this kind of sign, the one you just described, is it used elsewhere by Miner's?
This type of sign is used in Grover Beach. And they have a sign like this, but it's totally backlit in Los Osos, but it's similar in size to this one.
Yeah, I was really referring to turning the black white at night.
Oh, no, no.
So this is
we haven't done that for them anywhere.
So this is the first for Miner's.
Right, because it's none of these letters have ever been illuminated. They've either been a backlit or they're not part of the lighted part of the sign.
Okay. And is the sign on a timer, or how is it gets turned?
You know, I believe it'll be whatever the Orchard Hardware sign was attached to. I think it's a time clock. I saw no electric eye or anything. I haven't been able to chase down all the circuitry in it. But I believe you're right. It'll be timed on off.
Yeah, because the concern is if it was photoelectric, it might flicker on and off.
Yeah, it could, I guess, if it gets
But it won't if it's on a timer.
Oh, no, it won't if it's on a timer. No. You could have odd times it would come on if it was cloudy or foggy or, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, I do have a question for staff. I mean, this has come up before about alternating colors, and there was something in the code recently to explain, like the city has a position on that. Something about can only change colors once or twice a day.
I believe that's in our proposed new zoning ordinance, and it specifies twice a day, no more than twice a day. But again, that's not adopted. That's just language that's, for under consideration right now.
Yeah, this would only be white when it's illuminated and black when it's not. So, you know, it would be like a 50-50 thing.
Okay. Any questions, Greg? Any questions for you?
How bright is it going to be at night, the white?
The large letters will be brighter as far as lumens or candle power. I couldn't tell you. LEDs typically are several different brightnesses. You don't overdo them because they become too bright if you put too many of them in a sign. Certainly the Miner's is going to read much better, much brighter than the word hardware, just because of the half-tone dot pattern that exists when you do this kind of thing.
Will it be about the same as Osh was?
I'm not familiar with Osh's sign as far as how that was constructed. I don't know if it was halo lit letters or if it was a internally illuminated channel letter.
Okay.
I only worked on one of their signs in Pismo Beach, and it was a backlit neon old school one.
Okay.
So I'm sorry, I can't address that, but as far as illumination and the brightness goes, we can make it so that it's not garishly harsh to look at. I wouldn't want it because that's not the purpose. We want to have illumination, visibility, bring the customers into the store, hopefully enhance the shopping center and not be a problem, because illumination to neighbors could be a problem too. But the south elevation is smaller in height, and the two criteria was kind of going by the sign ordinance and as far as the signage size goes, and covering the holes that they put in the building with the two signs that have been mounted on that wall.
Okay.
I do have a question.
Craig, go ahead.
Just to address the neighbor's letter, I see here, this is actually for staff, the statement here is that the proposed signs conform to the Fairview Shopping Center overall sign plan, which is great, fine, but how do the directional signs or the informational signs at the back of the building that the neighbor mentioned in terms of directing deliveries and hours of operation, how does that play into the overall sign plan? And then as far as, you know, maximum square footage, et cetera.
Yeah, so doing a little research on that. So it's actually not part of the overall sign plan. It's actually part of the initial entitlement, which was a conditional use permit that did have stipulations in terms of how many signs were required for truck deliveries and the time. So staff's going to look into that and then refer that to code enforcement and go from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Post the receipt of that letter, it was brought to our attention. I don't think we even paid much attention to those signs that were left over from OSH. So I know one of them says what time deliveries are allowed, and so that's not conforming with our operations regardless. So there's plans to remove those anyhow. So I know you said you're looking into it, but there's not plans to keep those up. So
the code enforcement answers the question. Okay, thank you.
Does sign number 3 face a neighbor? Is this the back side of the building?
No, that's the south elevation, the long,
like the
skinny
nursery
one.
Side,
the nursery
along
side?
Along Kyrie.
Right.
Oh, okay.
It's right parallel to the street, so it doesn't really face the neighbor's property.
Do you have any pictures of what the sign looks like? Have you used it in any other projects?
You know, I
when
don't.
It's lit up?
I don't. I've used it, but we have a Dodge dealership in San Luis Obispo that has that on one of their signs. But it's there again because they wanted that dark letter, but dark doesn't show up at night.
Yeah. Would have been helpful to see it, especially something new.
Right.
I don't have any questions. What about comments? How do you feel about it, Jennifer?
I don't know. I wish there was more assurance that it wasn't going to flicker. Like, if you had an idea of how it's going to work more specifically, but.
Right. Well, the lighting is going to be constant. When it's on, it's on. When it's off, it's off. There's no halfway or.
There's no flicker.
No flicker, no. Yeah.
Would it be fair to say we could have the understanding that it would only change twice a day?
Oh, yeah, it'll only be on.
So that can be part of the motion.
Yeah,
last time.
It only needs to be on when it's on and off when it's daylight, you know. And I don't know what your ordinances read as far as continuing past hours of operation if at that point in time they have to set the timer to shut it off. That's kind of typical, or an hour afterwards. Some cities are one way, some are the other.
Under the shopping center plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be under the CC&Rs or the shopping center.
Okay.
Karis?
Well, I'm just thinking that I would like it to not be brighter, for sure not brighter, if that could go in there as a stipulation also.
Yeah.
I would like it if we could have an assurance that it would not be brighter than the existing signs and close during operation hours.
Right, so you meant prior, like OSH sign?
Yeah, what was there before.
And do we have any idea what the brightness of that sign was, or how to measure that? Or?
Well, we could go off of what they use for electrical, like what's there. We were planning on using the existing electrical for it, so we won't overload the system or add more electrical. So
no, in fact, it'll use way
there
less.
There also may be record.
I was going to say, we can also check the previous entitlement for that sign and take a look at it.
Okay.
I think it looks nice. I like the nursery sign and everything.
Okay.
Thank you.
Craig?
No, I can support it as submitted.
Okay. Alfred?
Just with the understanding of two changes per day, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I think it's pretty straightforward. So you want to make a motion, Alfred, so you get your condition in there?
Chair Branch, we are now including findings for the signs, and just your motion can be approval subject to findings as provided.
Okay.
So state approval. I mean, do you have to read a section? I'll just say I move to approve with the understanding that the sign color doesn't change more than twice a day, and that the sign isn't brighter than the previous one.
Perfect.
Subject to the findings as provided.
Subject to the findings as provided.
Perfect. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Thank you very much. All right. Our next sign, item B2.
Item B2 is also sign review. It is World Oil Signage, located at 5960 Cali Real, case number 19054 DRB.
Declarations?
Site visit, no ex parte.
No site visit, no ex parte.
I've been to the site many times, no ex parte.
Yes, I also have been to the site many times, no ex parte.
No site visit, no ex parte.
Okay. We have a proposal for an existing gas station that we're probably all very familiar with. It's to install one new wall sign and to replace two wall signs to reface a canopy, so a new canopy, and reface the price board that's located at 5860 Cali Real. Currently, there's a gas station with a food mart store and a gas pump canopy. I'll let the sign agent discuss the details of the signage. I know that they had originally submitted a sign that had a logo next to it, and our code only allows one sign, and we had to count the logo as another sign. So likely they may come back for an overall sign plan for this location.
Mm-hmm. So meaning that as submitted, this can't be approved because of that?
No, they revised it. I'm sorry. They revised it to now conform with current code.
But okay, that's what I thought. Okay. The floor is yours.
My name is Bill Henningsman. I'm with TNT Electric Sign Company. We're located in Long Beach. We're a sign manufacturer for World Oil, or World Express. Hopefully everybody will approve my sign package. I could. Yeah, if I could. We could take the C-store first. And the C-Store right now presently says World Express. I'm basically taking the old letters that are there, same size, same color, replacing it with new channel letters, single color white. We're refacing the facade of the C-Store with an ACM, wrapping it with the obviously the blue color that you see going around. It's a new corporate color that we use. That'll be completely wrapped around the building. The only illumination part of the building would be the channel letters. And if you want to know, it's 6,500 white LEDs. And that would be your lumens. If you want to move over to the canopy, presently there's a World Oil, or a World facing, what's this here? Facing Fairview. We're eliminating that sign. And we're going to put two signs on the north and south side of the canopy. We'll say World. We're also going to reface the canopy, again with ACM. As you can see, the color combination that we use, it's a new corporate color that we've been using on other stores. The World and the logo is what I would call dual light channel letters. It illuminates from the front and the rear. The rear illumination is very, it's more of a dull, but it silhouettes the outside of the letter. The illumination on the front side will be blue. And with blue color, it's very dull. So it's not really bright and in your face. The logo is, again, aluminum constructed. It's dual view. It's push through. So we take an aluminum face. We cut out the lettering. We push the actual logo through with about a half inch piece of acrylic. So when it lights up at night, you're going to see a very dull white glow around that. It's probably nobody's going to ever notice it. And then it'll have the white, the blue, and the two blues, which is the corporate colors. We're going to completely, again, wrap the canopy on all four sides. The back side, you'll see down on the, excuse me, but I think that would be the east side. That's the solid blue. That will be facing the C-Store. So there's basically not a whole lot of distance between the C-Store and the canopy, so it's really not going to be all that visible. And we wanted something very dull and not intrusive, and that's kind of a corporate. We do, every time we do a canopy wrap, we make sure that the backside of the canopy facing the C-Store has a very muted color, and so we use the dark blue. Basically, all the, again, the letters are like I described. I'm going to go off now onto the pylon sign. We're going to use the existing structure. We're not raising the site. We're not adding any square footage. We're going to basically reface the top with a vacuum form face, standard. And then down below that, we're just going to reface each face with a vacuum form face, as you can see with the copy saying gasoline. And then we're going to add in electronic gas pricers so that the person in the C-Store will have a remote and will be able to change the pricing as it needs to be changed. That way they don't have to go out there with a stick and pop it on and manually do it.
The white background,
mm-hmm.
Does that illuminate?
It does.
So this is all white and then
the colored.
Then you'll see blue here, and you'll see these blues. So the whole thing correct. Illuminates is correct. What you're proposing. Okay.
Does the white also illuminate on the overhead canopy?
The white, the letters that are on.
No, the white, the flat white.
Oh, part. No, it okay. Does not.
Okay. All right. All right. Any questions, Jennifer?
A question for staff. Is the height of this, I remember discussing some of these, is it within the current code or is it bigger than current code?
It's existing, so it's considered a reface.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you have any questions, Karis?
No.
Craig?
So is the color revisions a separate submittal or is that exempt from design review?
We wrapped it into a sign review in terms of because it's sort of ties in with the sign, the canopy. if they were to come forward without signage, they would have had that, just the canopy as a review. But.
Right. And the wall, I just noticed the columns have a new sort of a scheme to them as well.
Correct.
Okay.
That's wrapped with ACM.
Right.
With the patterns on there?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And then what we also do is we put a clear Lexan about 8 feet up high, because what that does is it eliminates graffiti, scratching of the ACM, because that scratches very easily. So we just wrap it with wrap it completely going about 8 feet high.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so if they want to scratch it, they'll scratch that, and then we can just replace the clear.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. Any other questions?
No.
Alfred, do you have questions?
Yes. So what color are the letters going to be for pricing?
On the canopy or on the C-Store?
On the pricing?
White.
Oh. So not red?
No.
Okay. And same with the diesel, because it's got a green background?
It will have to be green. Diesel, what? Weights and measures requires it has to be green.
Okay, so on the picture, tan of tan, the whole background is green.
We're talking about for the diesel part. Will be green. It'll be green letters.
Green on black?
I'm sorry?
Green on black?
There's no black.
I don't understand. Be white on green? Is that what you mean?
No, it'll actually... Green. Green actual font. I know it looks a white, but as far as I know, it's a green font.
So it's a light green on a dark green background.
Correct.
Awesome. This large area of white surrounding your logo and world.
Mm-hmm.
So how bright is that going to be? Is that going to...
Well, I heard you guys' conversation before in the last one, and I guess I'm trying to figure out, I can tell you 6,500, and you're going to go, what does that mean? And so, I mean, I could dull it down. I could put diffusers on the backside to dull it down if I have to, but I guess I need to have some direction from the council. Tell me what you would like to have done, and then I could see what I can make happen.
Well, I imagine staff would have evidence of what the other gas stations are. No, as opposed to having this one stick out like a sore thumb.
Right.
Does the white that's in the existing detail 2 on page 10, there's just a blank white rectangle, is that currently illuminated?
Are you talking about just below the logo bug?
Yep.
As far as I know, everything's illuminated on that sign right now, presently. But there is no tenant panel in there presently.
So that would be projecting white as of now.
It probably, yeah. And I have to apologize. I haven't been here at night.
Okay.
So I have no confirmation if it's illuminating or not, but I would say I'm 99% sure it's probably illuminating.
Okay. Chair Smith, so in the past when we've had some issues like this where we can't really we don't know what we're really approving for the brightness, that we've actually had site visits once the signage is put up. And that could be chair designee, staff to sort of assess the brightness and whether it's acceptable. You can also, indicate that in your motion.
How much control do you have over the brightness once installed?
We can put diffusers on the back side. So it's a vinyl diffuser we apply to the back side of the Lexan. And then that would silhouette, I would cut it so it doesn't encroach into the logo itself, because I need the logo to be able to pop. So, there are light diffusers, vinyl light diffusers that we can use.
It
will reduce the light anywhere from 20 to 40%.
Is that something that's easy to retrofit, or would you need to do it up front?
I'd like to do it up front in my shop. Mm-hmm. It makes it so much easier. It's a cleaner job when it's done in your shop.
Do you have any objection to doing that?
In the shop? In the field?
Accepting a diffuser.
Yeah, I would have no problem with that. I don't think the client would have a problem with it. But it's important for them to have the background. Because with the blue color, you want the white to allow the blue to bleed. To illuminate. So if you completely shut it down, It makes the blue look non-readable. Okay. If it was another color, I would say it wouldn't be a problem, but blue is a really tough color to illuminate with, especially with a dark background. So you do need to add some white around it.
Okay. Any comments?
If I could suggest, if you really want it down, I would say a 20% diffuser would probably be the way to go.
Did you say 20 to 40 before?
Oh, there's 20.
Now we're on the 20 side?
Well, I'm just saying.
20% right there.
Remember, the darker you go, the less readable it's going to be. So if you want to darken it up, what you're doing is you're going to completely eliminate the readability of that sign.
Yeah.
So if you go 40%, you could kill the sign.
From my own point,
20%, I think it would be enough.
From my own point of view, I think 20% is a decent compromise.
Okay. Comment. Any other comments?
Yeah.
Okay. Craig?
So, actually, I just want to comment. First of all, I think this is a vast improvement. I think it's going to look a lot nicer. I think even with if it is a little brighter, which I'm not even convinced that's the case, eliminating these white the poles of the frame during daytime is going to make this thing a little more subdued. And but I'm a little concerned. The only comment I had was the proportion of the white rectangle of the world background. You see at the top of the sign, there's just a sliver of blue at the top, mm-hmm. and then in between the gasoline white frame border there and the bottom, there's another sliver. I think those thicknesses at the top and between gasoline should be the same thickness as the poles. And so in other words, take the white down top and bottom so that you have an equal proportion around that sign.
The top is a retainer. That's what holds the face in place.
Oh, I see, on the existing, there's that's
and
all
so I have no way to manipulate that. I'd have to refabricate the cabinet to get to what you want to do.
I see.
And I don't think you want me doing that.
But there isn't a plastic insert you can lay across the top to imitate it?
Look cheesy.
Yeah, I don't think that would look very good.
Yeah, it would look cheesy.
To cap it, you mean?
Right, yeah.
It would look real cheesy.
You're gonna be looking up at it, too.
Yeah. All right. Never mind.
Okay. other than that, you okay with it?
Yeah. It's, like I said, it's a huge improvement.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. And I did want to ask just real quickly on one of these. Yeah. 3 of 10. That it kind of sticks out. That red thing in front of the door. Is that something new, or is that already there?
I'm sorry.
I'm looking at page 3 of 10.
Okay.
And I'm looking at the door into the shop.
Okay.
And there's this red thing on the curb.
I think that's the painted curb red. I don't know.
So it's already there?
Yeah, I think it's... I don't know.
It's a no parking...
No parking. The only curb thing I can think of.
Okay, thank
it's
you.
It's nothing we're adding or doing.
Karis, comments?
No, I think with the agreements we've made, it's good.
Okay.
Great.
See, but yeah.
Jennifer?
I agree.
Same? Yeah, I'm good with that. And the muting that white, I think, is a good call.
Okay.
So, all right. So we want to give me a motion on that, utilizing the findings.
I'll do it. Okay, I'll do a motion to approve with the addition of a vinyl diffuser at 20%, and I think that was it. Oh, based on the staff findings to approve. I said that already, right?
Okay, can I get a second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Great, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Sure. These and then give me one second.
Sure.
The findings?
I don't have anything.
The front. Yeah. Do you have it?
It's just once it's applied on.
Oh.
Yeah. Catch the edge.
Yeah, but she's putting the findings behind.
All right, let's move on to item B3.
Item B3 is sign review. It's the revised target building wall signage located at 6875 and 6865 Hollister Avenue, case number 19060DRB.
Declarations?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Same.
Site visit, no ex parte.
No new site visit, no ex parte.
Okay. Joe, the floor is yours, sir.
Good afternoon. Today we have a request for design review for revisions to the target building wall signage. The signage was previously approved subject to the overall sign plan. The applicant is requesting some changes that are not in compliance with the overall sign plan. But under the overall sign plan, they're allowed to request changes that differ from the overall sign plan subject to design review board approval. So in the staff report, I went through kind of the changes from the previous approved signage compared to the proposed signage, and then also laid out where the proposed signage differs from the overall sign plan. And so those would be the changes with regard to the sign plan that the applicant is requesting. And I do have the previously approved sign plan here as well, as I believe it should have been included in your packets. So I can hand over to the applicant to kind of walk you through the changes in more detail, and then I'm here if you have any questions.
Okay. Greetings.
Greetings. Mike Weekesser with Target Corporation. So a couple things happened to us. Our leadership group has actually visited the site, and we have also internally redone some of our graphics. We're doing what we're now calling a vertical lockup, which is our bullseye with lowercase target letters below it. So part of that trip out here is they wanted us to introduce those signs there. They also asked us to reduce the size of some of the signs and relocate them in other locations too, which I think would be in keeping with our last discussions that we had too. So the things to show you, I've got a color version here.
Put those.
Yeah. The site plan, it involves these signs along the secondary entrance and also the signs along the Hollister side too. What we've done is now the bullseye has gotten smaller in the front entrance with the target.
Can we put the before and after
side by side? Sure.
That would be ideal.
I've got a before. Of course, I got it stapled. Is it on there? So that you can see the sign has gotten a little bit smaller from 14 down to 10-inch radius. We're now taking the target lowercase letters, though, and it would be on the front canopy, similar to what we had before with the order pickup sign. We've also taken the CVS sign, which was much larger at 22 foot 10, reduced the size of it, cleaned up that wall now, so that sign is no longer there. Oh, yeah, sorry. And reduced it down to about 12 foot 2 inches and relocated it underneath the canopy. It's red on the darker wall there surface. Then also on the east entrance, the other opposite side, we used to have, again, the order pickup sign was red, and it was on top of the canopy. Mm-hmm. We've since then reduced it from 22 foot foot down to, 9 foot two. And now it's located on the wall below the canopy there. It's shown as red there, would actually be white letters because the background of that is red at that entry point. So it's smaller and lower. We also then went from the bullseye, which was at 11 feet in diameter, now down to 8 foot six with the target text below it. It's located on access to the entry as you turn the corner, so it's a really good profile for us to identify the store. But overall, what we did was reduce the size of the signage, reshuffled it a little bit, the cards, so that they're, the openings on, or the walls are open and exposed now on either side, so that bookend look is there a complete. And the signage, again, is smaller and more strategic for us.
One question I had with regards to this sign, this is now not on the wall. It's out on the front of the canopy like that was?
That's correct.
Is that right?
That's correct.
So it's out floating in front of the wall.
That's correct. And a couple of things I should explain to you, too, is once Kmart left, we were able to put a laser to the building. The building was a little bit shorter than what we thought, by about 5 feet. So we didn't have as much profile there to put the target sign and the target bullseye both on the wall. But the proportion of the building between the two ends, the high roof and the low roof, are still the same at this location. So.
Oh, I was pointing at the wrong one. So this one's actually sitting on the canopy. That one was on the wall.
That's correct. That is correct. So the bullseye, I'm sorry, is on the wall, but the target text is on the leading edge of the canopy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they're just out in front of each other.
Okay, so they're offset.
Yeah, okay. Basically what we did is we took the order of pickup sign on the entry that was on this canopy, put it on the wall down here, and then substituted the one that was on the wall over here and put it on the leading edge of the canopy, but made it smaller.
So now the only sign on the whole canopy in total is that word target.
That is correct, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I understand.
So everything got smaller, got strategically placed a little bit better for us at the same time.
Okay.
And like I said, I want to make that clear. The one sign that's going to be on this wall here now that came from that canopy is going to be white on a red background. That was one thing that we didn't catch in time for you guys.
All right. Alfred, any questions?
Are there any other signs that you know of that are going to be... I think at the last meeting, a DIB meeting, there was a question whether a Starbucks sign is going to be there.
There is a Starbucks sign, but it's located behind the glazing.
Yeah, we decided that was going inside the building behind the glass.
And it's, let me make sure I got it in the right spot. It's roughly right there at that location right there. And the diameter, I forget what it is, it's about 2'6" in diameter. It's a classic green siren sign.
Okay, thanks. We don't have green on the wall right beside a red sign.
No, it's behind the glazing, yeah.
Do you have any questions, Craig?
No questions, thanks.
Karis, any questions?
No.
Okay, Jennifer?
No.
Okay, any comments? How do you feel about it?
I think it looks fine, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Karis?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Great. All right, Craig?
Comments?
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Okay.
Great improvement.
Alfred?
And no comments.
Yeah, I'm good with it too. It's unusual that people come back and want to reduce their signage. So
it surprised me
a little
too.
Bit, I don't know what to say. I think the improvements are good and sounds like overall we can support that. So with that, can I get a motion for this?
So this doesn't need findings because it's just a revision.
It has findings.
So I could just move to approve as submitted with findings.
I'll second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Done. Thank you. All right, next item C1.
Item C1 is design review. It's the Sublime Processing Site Renovations located at 123 Aero Camino, case number 18162 DRB.
Declarations?
Sorry, none.
No new site visit, no ex parte.
Same.
Same. No new site visit, no ex parte.
Okay. Joe, good to see you again.
I'm kind of just putting up the plans right now. This project is back for design review. It was last before you on February 26th, where it received conceptual review. The applicant has gone through the entitlement process and was for the development plan amendment to allow for the changes to the parking lot and landscaping. And so the applicant is and was approved, and the development plan amendment was approved on July 16th. And so the applicant is now back before you for final design review and to kind of look at the final colors and plant types. So I'll let the applicant walk you through the changes, and if you have any questions, I'm here.
I think it was all landscaping, right?
So I'm Bridget Walker, the landscape architect.
Will you turn the gizmo on?
Oh.
There you go.
I'm Bridget Walker, the landscape architect with Arcadia Studio.
And Bill Wolf with Pacific Architects, the architect. So I think the last time you saw it was probably pretty similar. We had the parking pretty much like this. We had shifted it forward because we needed to get our 10% of landscape area in there. So we shifted it, and then we grabbed wherever we could get planting laid out. So we've worked it out. We've got our handicap, which is now accessible access in. We've left the spaces we had here, and we've, like I said, shifted this forward. So
I'll take over the landscape, so
a little bit of hardscape back in here.
Yeah, the main comments from the board last time were
let's hear it for the squeaky wheel.
Yeah, to add more native plants and then also enhance the seating area in the back. So in the front, I added some ceanothus and took out some of the ornamentals, kept most of the planting we had proposed just because it already goes along with the existing planting, so we can have a cohesive entry. And then for the back, we just created this cutout off this big open pull-up door so it could at least fit a table, and then swapped out some of the species. So now we have some yarrow, some more sages, and some prunus as a nice hedge backdrop. Kept it really simple, but we're able to fit those in for you. So, and that's pretty much the summary of the changes.
Why don't we do questions and comments? I'm guessing you want to go first.
It's great. It's perfect. I love it. Good job.
All right.
Thank you for the ceanothus too. I haven't seen that one and the sage, so I'm going to check them out.
It'll be pretty.
Jennifer?
Yeah, no comments. I think it looks great.
Okay. Craig?
Yeah, I can support it as submitted.
Alfred?
Can you just explain again where you got the extra space? Like you added, what, 1,200 square feet of landscaping? Where'd it come from?
We extended, there was a little planter areas up in the front here, and we actually extended those out a little bit further. So we grew those a little bit and pushed our parking forward. This corner actually was not landscaped, so that, I think this area too, we even grabbed a little bit.
And then this whole
back.
And
then the back area is all new planting as well.
So. Okay, thank you.
Seems like everybody's on board. Somebody want to make a motion on it?
I'll make a motion to approve it per the findings.
Okay.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Done.
Thank you.
That was the easiest one.
I wanted to diss that project, but I just couldn't find any.
It's so good.
It's 2000.
All right. With that, we got to go back to the minutes of May 28th to approve those. Was a motion made? I think it was. Motion made, we were at discussion. That's right. We were at discussion. Because I said I had to abstain. So, do you have any comments about the minutes of May 28th?
No.
Because I have to abstain because I was not at that meeting.
I have no comments. I move to approve.
Wait a minute.
It's already a motion. I second the motion.
It says here under board members absent, Chair Branch and Member Clinton.
Oh, never mind then. Oh. I take it back.
That's
we'll have to wait until Dennis.
That's two abstentions.
Nobody was there.
So now we got to do this.
It is a majority vote, though. now that we have five. So if the other three members can approve it, then it moves forward.
Let's do that then. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And two abstains.
Okay. Good.
All right. Great. Any announcements by members or staff? No?
No.
Oh, yeah. I open on Friday, Alcazar Theater, Shooting Stars.
Hmm. All right. Nice.
Cool.
Support your local theater.
Yes,
darn it. Okay, with that, we're adjourned.